Greg, have you gotten to the point where you said, you know, you have definitive proof that she was not involved? Or is that...
Well, they went off on the forehead, That's wrong.
Okay.
That's provably false. There are several other instances. I mean, I've got 50 clips here, and I'm not going to go through all of them, so don't worry. I'm not going to ask you.
Okay.
It's like, wait, don't go.
I don't have that many digits.
If Kathy Carpenter had changed locks to that closet, I don't understand how Trey Stetler had access to it.
Because when Nancy Pfister came home,
she
Kathy brought owner's closet key up to that closet. And left it in the door because Nancy was home. So that was her closet. That key was missing until March 3rd. And that's the day they arrested the Stylers. And on that day, at the Aspinall, approximately 20 feet from the door where the Stylers were staying, an Aspinall employee saw a key on the ground, and it's that key. And it says owner's closet. It was 1 foot away from a trash can, and that trash can had notes from presumably from the Stylers, because it talked about 10 hours of interrogation that they had been through, and also had the name of a private investigator that they actually ended up using for a while on their case in the trash can right by that key. That was on March 3rd. So that key was recovered.
So considering all of this, what for you is the takeaway?
I don't know. On Hunter Thompson's refrigerator, I think it's probably still up there that Anita's kept it it was since Hunter left us. There's a note written by Hunter Thompson, and it says, "Never call 911. This means you, HST." You've seen it, haven't you? Yeah. The takeaway is the government has an enormous amount of power, and if they get a wrong fact, they can do a lot to you. That's the takeaway. And be careful. I don't think anybody wants people not to call 911. I think the authorities would say, no, let's not call 911. But if Kirby Quinn Lewis in Denver, working for CBI, is going to say people are guilty and he can't even get the words right, he should be accountable for that. And we should make him accountable for that.
And are you taking steps to do that, or at this point?
I have been getting ready for a preliminary hearing for the last few weeks. I have been working for 3 months on this case. I don't have any future plans to do that. But that's a takeaway. I mean, you can see... can I show you a couple of more clips?
Please.
Sure.
because you can see how they wrote this forehead transcript. And again, they have that right away, and they decide that's what makes her guilty, and that's what makes them be able to think the 911 call is all a fake. And this is Lisa Miller basically confronting Kathy as if the 911 call is a fake.
You've heard the 911 call. It's bullshit. Okay? If you weren't responsible for the 911 call, I would tell you. You did it. That was just normal emotions coming out. I'm not talking about the details that you're talking about. But
I'm sorry I moved that before.
It's okay.
If you
At what point did you bring up the forehead headboard discrepancy?
At what point?
Yeah.
Last week, when I knew they were going to dismiss this, because I was going to bring it up in court, because I wasn't sure who was running the show, and I wanted it. This is
these clips are preparation for mm-hmm. going to preliminary hearing. Mm-hmm. This is Lisa Miller saying...
Wait a minute.
So, what,
so that's on the 14th. That is, what, 9 o'clock at night on the 14th. They arrest her at 6. When I said they ride that 911 call all the way, there you see Lisa Miller saying the 911 call is a fact. It's not something Lisa and John are just making up. But it's not a fact. It's wrong.
And when they talk about the 911 call, oftentimes they're holding that transcript that's mistranscribed. That's the fact, and it's holding the transcript and saying, these are the facts.
So what response did you get when you pointed out that the transcript is wrong?
A surprised look.
Do you think that's why they dismissed the case?
Well, I hope it's one reason. I can't speak for what goes into their mind or their decision, but this case should have been dismissed. This case should have never started against Kathy Carpenter. Kathy Carpenter wanted to help them prosecute the murder of her friend, and that's why she kept cooperating through 20 hours and even cooperating. This is after she's been arrested, and they still don't know what happened. And I have two final clips for you to show you how much they were in the dark about what happened and how much they didn't have a firm idea of Kathy doing anything, but they were... I'll let you see the clips. I'll quit talking. I've talked enough. Okay, and I'll quit moving this around.
Okay. And go ahead and hit it.
Okay. These two are kind of fuzzy, I apologize, but...
But I will tell you, we don't have to know exactly because of the charges that you're charged with, the conspiracy. We don't have to know exactly. It would just be good to know, and I think it would be good for your mom and your son to know that what your role was and if there was remorse afterwards. You did have a role. You did have a role. Because if you didn't have a role, you wouldn't be all the things that he was reading to you, all the things John's been reading to you about that transcript.
And you're going to go right into the second one, correct?
Yes.
I have a question that you can answer, and that is, why didn't she, when she, as soon as they said to accuse her, not just be quiet?
Because she is naive. She knew she was innocent and thought she didn't have anything to hide and wanted to work to help. And didn't know how things worked.
She never watched any TV, because, I mean...
She liked to watch The Voice. The Voice was her favorite show.
I mean you know, every cop show in the world says that, you know, I mean, for the last 20 years.
I know most people, you see the shows where the cops complain, oh, he lawyered up, or they use that term. But no, I mean, she's just very literal and matter of fact.
And at this point, have they Mirandized her?
Oh, they Mirandized her multiple times, and she waved every time.
She's really respectful of authority, and she wanted to help her friend who had been murdered. I mean, I think those are also key points.
And she didn't kind of pick up as the process was going on, I'm getting screwed here, so I'm going to shut up now.
That goes to Greg's response, I think. Yeah.
The naivete.
Did she never ask for an attorney?
Nope.
No.
Because she honestly thought that if you had nothing to hide, you could speak freely with the police. And she didn't know that wasn't true.